Well, brethren, here we are keeping the Feast of Tabernacles in 2021. It seems like the world's falling apart. The foundations of this world are falling apart. Back in July 30th of this year, Mr. Bowles wrote in a pastor's report about a question of foundations. And I'd like to talk about that in this message, but I was thinking about it the other day, and it got me thinking back to when I was about 6.5 years old, and I started attending our one-room country school. It's about 3/4 miles away from our farm place here. And one thing I remember about the classroom, it had a chalkboard across the front of it, and above that chalkboard were the 26 letters of the alphabet, both in upper and lower case. And then also were the numbers from 0 to 9. Now, when you think of it, concerning foundations, that's really the foundation of the English language and the endless numbers that you can write. Without them, it would be impossible to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, as those were the basics back then. Now, being called and part of the first fruits also includes some very foundational teaching tools. What I'd like to do on this first day of the Feast of Tabernacles is, in this offering message, is to point out how we've been built on a solid foundation. If we turn to Matthew 7, verse 24, It talks about being built on a rock. So I'll read it here. It says, "Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not for it. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." And of course, that rock being Jesus Christ. Now, keeping the Sabbath and the holy days is building on a strong foundation. And I'd like to read from the Incredible Human Potential, Chapter 9, Mr. Armstrong talks about the organized church. He says that the church as an organized body, and I'm just going to read part of this. He says, "The church is the begotten family or household of God," and he quotes from Ephesians 2 verse 19, "and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." That's verse 20. It is, in verse 21, "like a building fitly framed together, which groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord." It is the temple to which Christ shall come at his second coming in glory. It is that body of Christ that is the fiancée bride of Christ to be married to him when he returns. So, when you think of it, at this point in time, the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, well, Christ will have returned. He will have married the church or the bride of Christ. Satan will have been chained and bound. And we'll, if we're there, hopefully, we'll be there, begin to teach the children of God or the mankind that lived through the tribulation. And they're going to need a lot of comfort and encouragement, but they'll be taught by the family of God. And what a wonderful plan that is, brethren. You know, God has a family, but he made man, Adam and Eve, and made it so that they could have children. God designed it that way. And having children, I mean, there's no way you can have children and not teach them. And just as I was taught by my parents, but we went to the country school and learned these foundational things. When you think of it, all the books in the English language are written from those 26 letters from the alphabet. So that's very foundational. But the things that we're being taught today in God's church by keeping the holy days and keeping the Sabbath, that it's, you know, we're using, if you will, we're using those tools. God is using that in us now so that we're going to be able to instruct the family of God in the future. 36 years ago, after Mr. Armstrong died, the church started making changes. We didn't maybe see it as soon as we should have, but at one point I know we were talking to some of the brethren in our local congregation and saying, well, you know, the way it's going now, we could just as well go back to the church that we'd been in because they were teaching the same things. So it seemed like the whole foundation of the church was falling apart. But we know now that there was a scattering of God's holy people. We lived through what it was like for the foundations to fall apart in the church. And so what did we do? We held on to what Christ, our chief cornerstone, and what he had been taught through Mr. Armstrong. Now we're living through a world that's gone crazy. The foundations are falling apart. What can we do? Well, let's turn to Revelation 3, verse 11, and we'll see what God instructs us here. Revelation 3, verse 11, Christ says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." So, brethren, we need to hold on to the foundational things that we've been taught. God gave us the understanding that we have. He opened our minds to his plan for all of mankind. Mr. Armstrong and his wife kept these holy days, at first not understanding the meaning of them. God gave them that understanding, and that has been passed on down to us through Mr. Armstrong. The first day of the feast pictures a time when Christ and his bride will start to teach the people who have lived through the tribulation and the day of the Lord. God will have opened their minds so they can understand then the plan of God, not only for them, but for all of mankind. Now, if you would, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16, and we'll read what we should do on this day, what we will be doing. It says in verse 15, 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy increase and in all the works of thy hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able. Verse 17. He, and according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. And brethren, God certainly has greatly blessed us, giving us this understanding, the foundational things that we can be able to teach mankind in the future, because we've been taught these things. What a blessing it is to understand God's plan for us and for all of mankind. Learning the alphabet and the numbers is foundational for our education, but to learn God's plan through the holy days, which we go through year after year, is very foundational in being able to be a part of the God family. Probably even more importantly, we'll be able to help teach all mankind the God family plan.